Hey, it's Cassie from Triple M Rock News, and I am still stoked, and I can't believe it. I had a backstage pass of the launch of U2's The Joshua Tree Tour in Auckland this weekend. And look, I'm sorry, don't hate me, but it was fantastic. Now, this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I literally mean that, the only other time the band have invited media backstage was in Ireland with the local media there. So this is a big deal. It was unbelievable. So we rock up to the venue. It's huge. It's a beautiful day. It's sunny. Yeah, I just went there. It's a beautiful day. It's sunny. Kind of got a bit sunburnt. And we walked out into this huge stadium. Now, Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland holds about 40,000 people. There's 12 of us there. You two are on the stage. They're running through a sound check, but it could have been filled with diehard fans. This was a huge show they were putting on just for the few of us there. Although they only ran through four songs, it was as if they were put on a full concert. That energy was unbelievable. And that huge LED screen in the background was running through just like it was lights, camera, and action. Now, the band did reveal to us that they've been in the country for 3 weeks rehearsing this show. And it seems a bit excessive, but it's been almost 2 years since they've been doing the Joshua Tree Tour. It's been a little while between drinks, and the band do have a soft spot for Auckland. Now, when the band were doing the sound check, they were coming over and being really interactive with us. It was really great to have that acknowledgement. They all made eye contact and just really connected with us. And it felt freaking amazing. As the band kicked off into Every Breaking Wave, Bono came over and told us a story where he started writing the song in Auckland. And then they finished it off in Sydney, recorded it, shelved it for about 6 years before they chucked it on that album that we all got on our Apple devices a few years later. But it was just cool to hear the story and the progress of that, you know, a band that big that have got so many hits, still have their hesitations and still have to work through stuff for a while. And speaking of hesitations, the band were actually really nervous. When they came down to have a chat to us, Bono was actually really nervous to kick off the tour. It's been a while, and although they're a world-class band and they're one of the biggest rock bands this world has ever seen, they hadn't done it for a while, and it does take a lot of guts still, you know, after all these years to play in front of 40,000 people. It's a sold out crowd and there's a lot of pressure. They haven't been in the country for almost 10 years. People have been, you know, begging for this and just really waiting for them to come back. So that was really humbling to see the whole band just really nervous and wanting to give the show their all. And they did. They really did. Now, the band were saying as well, they're celebrating the Joshua Tree's 30 years anniversary, but the band is still working on perfecting those tracks. And they really have. Every night they want to make them sound better and better. And it's working, you know? It really is. Now, it's not just a run-through of the Joshua Tree. There's something for the diehards. But it doesn't matter what decade you picked up U2 in, there's something for everyone. The strong message of love, freedom, world peace, and women power brings the masses together. And it doesn't matter if you're the old bloke at the bar or the young girl that is younger than the band themselves. You still find a way to connect with the person next to you. And I think that's what makes you two so strong, is that there's something for everybody. Somehow they can connect with every single person in that audience. And although it's just four of them on that stage, they sure are loud. Man, it's such a big sound. And it is. It's just four of them. There's no percussion. There's not 20 other guitarists up there filling out the sound. It's just those same four guys that jumped into a room and started playing as high school mates. And it's really great to see. If you have got a ticket to the show, highly recommend to get in early because Noel Gallagher is opening. And he's no opening act. He puts on a headline set. Yes, he plays a bunch of Oasis classics. And if you haven't got a ticket, then I highly recommend grabbing yourself one. I mean, Christmas is just around the corner. You can hit up the kids and get them to pitch in to get you one. This is a show that every rock fan is going to want to see. It's just incredible. And this band are reinventing the wheel when it comes to putting on stadium shows. U2's 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree kicks off in Brisbane on Thursday, the 12th of November. I'm Cassie, and that's your review of U2's The Joshua Tree Tour. Now, to stay up to date with all of our rock news, reviews, and interviews, you know what to do. You subscribe on the Triple M app now.